Tis Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Texas passes a discriminatory adoption ban, and California implements a travel ban. Before going to the annual Local 100 Leadership Conference, I took a look at the Houston Chronicle to see if there was any local news. There's a weird front page headline, State Fires Back at California Ban, prompting me to ask my host, what the frick was this about? The answer was an OMG moment. The Texas legislature, in its peculiar wisdom, has passed a bill which they called the Freedom to Serve Children Act, which, and I was so incredulous about this, I had to double check to make sure I wasn't imagining this, gives publicly funded adoption agencies the right of a religious refusal on adoptions. This isn't just standard garden variety gay bashing so common among the cowboys up there. This was a hater bill discriminating broadly on just about anybody. Not only could such agencies refuse to place children in LGBT households, but they also could fence off unmarried couples, single mothers or fathers, and non-Christian prospective parents from their services, while still continuing to feed from the public trough supported by all Texas taxpayers. According to the news report, such agencies provide 25% of the adoption services in Texas at this point. All of this is unbelievable, but equally surprising, at least to me, given how blatantly discriminatory such legislation is. Texas wasn't even the first state to pass such a bill. South Dakota seems to have done so last spring. So you might wonder, as I did, how California got themselves in the middle of this mess. Well, California banned all state-funded travel to Texas because of this blatant discrimination, especially against the LGBT community. Somehow I'd missed this as well, but Texas is the eighth state on the California travel ban. Of course, South Dakota is on the list, but so is Kentucky and Alabama. They are joined by Kansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Tennessee in a gang of eight. Texas legislators were quoted hoping that Governor Abbott would let them extract revenge on California in the coming days with a special legislative session. So stay tuned for more word bullets flying. For now, it's just a spit fight. Abbott claimed that who cared, arguing that businesses are fleeing high-tax Cali for Wild West Texas. Spokespeople for California put their nose in the air and noted that, oh, really? Then why is California, the sixth largest economy in the world, recently surpassing France in that position? No one ever misses a shot at France, it seems. Don't get distracted by the bizarre craziness of all this. The bottom line is that this act and others like it are just plain wrong and are state-funded and supported discrimination. Doing so while hiding behind the cloak of religion seems even more shameful. Once you stop laughing, start fighting. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.